Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Grant us an open understanding and grant us the grace to comprehend your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, illuminate our hearts. And inspire us, O Lord, to accept the truth in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The portion of Paul's letter to the Ephesians that we are studying, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 13, is actually talking about urging the brethren, admonishing them that they should walk worthy of the call they have received. We have been called from darkness to the marvelous light of God. The expectation is that we should walk worthy of the call that we've received. In other words, that we should live a new life. Everywhere we appear, we are ambassador of Christ. You are representing Christ. You may be thinking that nobody knows you. It will surprise you that there is a mark of Christ on you. People, we say you are a Christian, brother will know you, sister will know you. Amen. So encourage us that we should walk worthy of the call that we have received. We should put on the virtues of God. The virtue of God, humility, forgiveness, patience, bearing with one another in love. We should bear with one another in love because we don't have the same strength. We don't have the same capacity. There are things that you can do that may not. There are things that I can do that you may not. And then when we bear with one another, we're able to move together on the same page. So therefore, we are encouraged that we should bear with one another in love. In love. So that we can keep the unity of the Spirit. When peace, forgiveness, bear with one another, and all other virtues are present, that is where there is the presence of God. In other words, we can't achieve all this without having Christ in our life. Christ is the one working out all this in us through the instrumentality of the Holy Spirit. When we give our life to Jesus Christ, we accepted Him as our Lord and personal Savior. We receive the Spirit of God. And then the Spirit of God enables us to manifest, to showcase all these virtues. If a man wants to do it by strength, by his power, you discover that you won't be able to do it. Because it's beyond what flesh can achieve. And then, for that reason, we know that when we are talking about perfect unity of Christ, we can't manufacture it. We can't create it. We can say it at times that let us unite, let us do it together. But it's beyond that. Amen. It's beyond saying with mouth. It requires allow God to work in us unity. And when we allow God to work in us, that unity, then we see that it is working out. It is well with us in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, to achieve this, God has actually given us all that we needed. Number one, He has given us grace. That's the first thing He gave to us. He gave us what? Grace. And when we are talking about grace, grace is diverse. He gave grace in diverse way. Which means that there is no one that doesn't carry one grace or the other. Grace is diverse. But we all have one grace or the other. We must recognize the grace of everyone. If you can pray, another one can sing, another one can visit, another one can evangelize. Another one is generous. We must combine all this together and work for God. Amen.
Amen.
God first gave us the grace. And then when we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior, when He invaded our life as salvation, we receive grace, measure of grace. And it doesn't stop there. We continue to ask for more grace, increase grace. Grace continues to increase. And then no one can say I have sufficient grace. No matter the level of your maturity in Christ, you still need to continue to ask for increased grace. Amen. You continue to go to God and ask for more grace. And then the book of John chapter number 1, verse number 16, the Bible says, out of abundance, He gives us grace upon grace, favor upon favor. So you pray your blessing upon, so you pray your blessing, gift heap upon gift. And that is amplified fashion. Amen. Having given us grace for the body of Christ to be built up, He gave 5 ministry gifts. When He ascended unto the high, He gave 5 ministry gifts. And these gifts are listed in that passage, verse number 10, 11. He gave the gift of pastors, the gift of evangelists, the gift of prophets, the gift of teachers, and apostles. In the church of God, for the church to be built up, all these 5 ministry gifts must be present. It is not necessary that we are labeled, you are pastor. This one is labeled is a prophet. This one is labeled prophetess. This one is labeled evangelist or whatsoever. But by manifestation and by practice, all these gifts must present in the church. And when we discover this gift, we discover that this one has gift of pastor. When discover that this one has gift of an evangelist, gift of pastor, gift of prophet, apostle, teacher, we collaborate together to build the church of God. The essence of all gifts that Lord has given to us, the ministry gift, is to build the body of Christ. If actually that gift is from the Holy Spirit, it's not to tear the body of Christ apart. It's not to depolarize the church, bring division into the church, but it's to help the church to experience dimensions of growth. Amen. Amen. I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. And Paul also wrote to the Corinthians and he told them that receive not the grace of God in vain. If you have discovered that you have grace, you have one ministry gift or the other, you have called to be an evangelist, go and evangelize. You discover that God has given you ministry of to pastor, assisting the church, assisting the work of God, collaborating with other ministries in the church to make that gift effective. You have the gift of an apostle, do the ministry of apostle. You have the gift to be a prophet, pray, prophesy, pray, and then let people also see that that gift is in operation. It's not that we have the gift and then we get to sit down, fold our hand, and then look the work of God dormant. That is not the essence of the gift. Hallelujah. God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. And when all these gifts are in operation, it helps us to grow right from the family, because the first institution is the family institution. When that gift is started from the family, it's come to church. So therefore, when we discovered grace upon anyone, even right from the family, you discover that a child can sing, let's make use of it. You discover that a daughter can evangelize. You are the one very close to them. Let's make use of them. By that, we build the body of Christ, which is the church of God. And I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we have received the grace of God, we must know that the gift that God has given to us, number one, is going to help us to grow into maturity.
Because there are realities of life that we must accept as Christians. In the book of John chapter number 16 verse 33, Jesus said, in the world, you are going to face tribulation. You are going to see troubles, a lot of things you will experience. But be of good courage, I've overcome the world. So when we grow by the gift and grace God has given to us, when we are facing tribulation, we are facing trials, we'll be stabilized. It won't move us. Because we have received the grace that helps us to grow in God. But when the grace is not there, when we are not growing, the maturity will not be manifest at that point in time. I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. And then it helps us to increase in God. God will not be happy with a man that is not increasing. Increasing comes by this grace. We can actually experience increase in our personal life, increase in our family, increase in diverse areas of life when that grace is at work. And then the gift that God has given to us, coupled with the grace of God, is to make us increase. Hallelujah. Make us increase. And we are going to experience increase in diverse areas in the mighty name of Jesus. We will experience increase in diverse areas in the name of Jesus. So therefore, when we grow into maturity, we collaborate together and then we move the work of God forward. We move the work of God forward. We are not going to become a setback to the work of God. God will help us in Jesus' name. Guns are the day that when anyone discovers that it's an evangelist, I can't attend the church again. I want to go and start my own church. Amen. I want to discover your own. I am a pastor. I want to go and plant my own church. Is God leading you to plant church? If you are an evangelist, God leading you to go and start your own? I didn't say it's bad. But if God is not actually saying it, the essence of all this ministry gift is to do what? Is to collaborate together and build the church. Amen. But when I got to a point, God said, my son, I want you to expand my kingdom. I want you use in certain place. I want you use in certain area. The work of God is what? Is continue. And the church will pray for you and send you forth. Go ahead and do what? Do exploit for God. I pray that be well with us in the mighty name of Jesus. As I bring it back close, I'd like us to know that unity is not complete according to this passage when we are not talking about diversity. It's a unity in diversity. Unity in diversity in the sense that we may not do it the same way. I may not do it the same way you are doing it. You may not do it the same way I'm doing it. But the aim is to build the kingdom of God. In as much as that is our motive, that is our purpose, we are trying to work in towards the same goal. We are doing what God has asked us to do. Amen. And if you look at the scripture, you will discover that the ministry of evangelist is different from the ministry of pastor in operation. The ministry of pastor is different from the ministry of a prophet in operation. The ministry of prophet is different from the ministry of apostle in operation. But all of them is working from the same kingdom. And which is to cause the kingdom of God on earth to experience increase and multiplication. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, diversity in operation of gifts, that does not mean that we are not together. Hallelujah. That does not mean that we are not together. If an evangelist come and do it, prophet do his own, and all other ministry, that does not mean that we should do it the same way. And it cannot be done the same way. Even in fact, the way God wired us, we are not the same. Praise the Lord. And God is not expecting every one of us, He's not expecting any one of us to start looking to become like any other person. Praise the Lord. Therefore, one of the things that Baptists believe, and we all know that we are people of the book, everything that we are trying to do is very close to the Bible. There's nothing the Baptists will promote that will not be rooted in the scripture. Amen. So unity in diversity of ministry, unity in diversity of operation, and that is why, as Reverend Aribike will preach in this church on Sunday, we cannot expect Pastor Fort Baptist of Gariki to do the same. Because it's a unity in what? In diversity. If it's not a unity in diversity, the same thing will be happening all over. Unity in uniformity. I pray God help us in the mighty name of Jesus. As I'm about to rest my case this morning, I'd like us to know that God is giving grace. He's giving grace, and I'd like us to come for grace of God. And then He'd like us to make use of every grace that He has given unto you. The grace that He has given unto you in your family, make use of it. Or building the kingdom of God. The grace that He has given to you in that small group, use it to build the kingdom, not for all the things. The grace that He has given to you in the church, the opportunity that you have, use them to the glory of God. And I pray God will continue to help us in Jesus' name. I like you better in your health. I'm beginning to talk to God. Father, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Grant me more of your grace. Grace, Lord. Grace, Lord. Grace, Lord. Grace, Lord. All we cannot do ourselves, that is what the grace is going to do for us. All that we cannot accomplish by our power, by might, that is what the grace is going to help us to accomplish. Let's pray, Lord, Father, I need grace. My family needs grace. My life needs grace. My ministry needs grace. Every one of us has been given one ministry or the other. We need grace. Grace help us to cover the range of land that God has allotted unto us. Father, we ask, Lord, for increased grace, multiplying grace, double grace, in the name of Jesus. Have you discovered area where God wants you to function? Are you actually functioning there? Where God wants you to function, have you discovered it? And are you functioning there? If you have discovered, are you actually functioning indeed? If you have not discovered it, ask God, Father, help me to discover exact area where you want to use me for building the kingdom. If you discover it, you discover that you are not actually functioning well. Ask for more grace. Father, open your hand and pour your grace on us. Pour your grace on every family. Pour your grace on every man. Pour your grace on every woman. Your grace, Lord, your grace alone. Grace to follow you to the ends of our life. Let's ask for the grace of God. Father, your grace, Lord. Let's ask for the grace not to fail God. The grace not to let God down. The grace to represent God well in our various places of assignment. Thank you. Let's ask God that will continue to increase in blessing to the church, continue to increase in blessing to my family, continue to increase in blessing to my generation. Lord, your grace, Lord. Grace for increasing. Grace for increasing. Grace to be a blessing to humanity. The purpose of your existing is to be a blessing to humanity. The purpose of my existing is to be a blessing to humanity. Lord, grace, Lord. And out of fulfillment of that, God give you ministry. In order to carry out that, Father, pour on us, Lord, your grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Almighty Father, we appreciate you. We bless your name. We magnify you. Thank you because you love us so much. We can't even tell how much you love us. All that we know that we are seeing your love every day in all areas of our life. Receive all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask, Lord, that you give every one of us increased grace in the mighty name of Jesus. Every area we've been doing well, we ask, Lord, for more grace. Where we have not been doing well, we pray, oh Lord, that you help us. You are the only one that can help. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray this morning that you make your grace available to every family. Make your grace available to every man. Make your help available to every woman. In the mighty name of Jesus. And cause us to advance in your grace. Thank you, Father. Glory, honor be to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' name. Our Redeemer's name we pray.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.